Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, April 30th, 2018. We have 31 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. Wow, that's a lot of ships. So there's a lot of going on, a lot in our anchorages that you can see. I was driving across the Astoria-Megler Bridge yesterday and just looked at the line of ships that is all the way up past Tongue Point, which, and there are a lot of ships in our anchorage right now, but it looks like even more because we actually have two anchorages here. We have the Astoria anchorage, and then within the past couple of years, the Rice Island anchorage was added, and you hear me talking about that every day now. That's an official anchorage area on the north side of the river opposite Tongue Point. So you can have three or four ships there and then seven ships or so in our anchorage. And then pretty soon it just looks like there's ships everywhere, which there are. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds 10 to 15 knots. Wind waves from the northwest 3 feet high at about 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 7 feet at about 9 seconds apart. We have a chance of showers today. On the Columbia River Bar, we have combined seas 5 to 6 feet early this morning. They're going to build to about 8 or 9 feet with breaking waves possible during strong ebb currents that are going to happen today, those max ebb current periods. We had one happening around 6 a.m. and another around 6:15 p.m. today. So breaking surf on the bar. You can see that if you go up on the bridge, the Astoria-Megler Bridge, or up on the column here. There are other places where you can get up high enough. And look toward the sea, toward the mouth of the river. You'll see white in the distance across that area of water. That means breaking surf coming right at the mouth of the river there can be really problematic, especially for smaller vessels coming in. And just a little bit about, let's see, we've got wave heights at the Clatsop Spit Wave Rider Buoy, which is a data buoy off Clatsop Spit, which is the south side of the entrance to the river. Looks like 6.5-foot waves registered by that buoy there at about 8 seconds apart, and the water temperature is 52.5 degrees Fahrenheit. So not very warm out there. And today we're going to talk about when drowning doesn't look like drowning, which apparently is most of the time, and how you could help a friend, a loved one, or just somebody who's near you in the water who might be in trouble and you don't even know it. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 9 inbounders, 8 in the Astoria anchorage, 5 in the Rice Island anchorage, so that's more than a dozen ships that you can see on the waterfront here. Only one of them is going to be leaving today, so... Wow, that's a lot. And 10 outbounders, so just many ships to talk about today. We have the Alpha Progress arriving this morning from China to the Rainier Anchorage. She'll pass by Astoria, she probably already did, around 4:30 a.m., and will anchor off Rainier, which is the south side of the river opposite Longview, around 8 a.m. And if you happen to drive by there, you'll see that she's anchored on both ends. They have anchor buoys there because the river is too narrow. They just can't allow the ships to swing at anchor the way they do here off Astoria, so they have to secure them at both ends. So they have some anchor buoys already in place. They attach the stern of the ship generally to the anchor buoy, and then the ship drops its own anchor off its bow into the water, and so it's held there on both ends. So it is parallel to the shoreline no matter what the tide is doing. Next inbound, we have the Star Crimson arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's a wheat ship. She'll arrive in the anchorage around 8:30 a.m., and add to the bunch of ships that are already there, the Shandong Haichang. Apologies if I'm butchering that name in Chinese. China to the Vancouver anchorage. She's a wheat ship. She'll be passing Astoria around 11:30 this morning and arriving in Vancouver around 5:30 p.m. to anchor there. The African Heron is arriving from South Korea, headed to Vancouver anchorage. She's a soda ash ship. She'll be going to the port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 3 p.m., maybe around 9 p.m. in the Vancouver area. The Ocean Master is arriving from China, headed for the Kalama anchorage. She's a wheat ship. She will pass Astoria maybe around 4 p.m. You might see her in Kalama by about 9. The Diamond Stars is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's a wheat ship. She'll arrive in the Astoria anchorage around 4:30 p.m. Somebody asked me the other day how many ships would fit in the anchorage, and it's kind of an art and science thing. They fit as many as they can when they need to, based on how keeping them far enough apart so they can swing at anchor safely and not interfere with the navigation channel. And that means that sometimes ships get anchored on both sides of the navigational channel where there's room. But at some point, they're full up, and they have to ask ships to wait at sea if they're arriving, going to the anchorage, which many are. The Ecomar GO is arriving from China. You see many of our ships arrive from Asia. She's headed for the Rainier anchorage. She will pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. and go to Rainier about 9 p.m. The Bergamot Ace is arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland. When you see the word ace in a ship, it's usually a car carrier for some reason. This one has Hondas on board. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m. and arrive in Portland around 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday. And the Interlink Amenity is arriving from Russia, headed for the port of Vancouver. I think she's going to be picking up copper concentrate. And she'll pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m., arrive in Vancouver around 5:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning. I've got a lot more ships that I could tell you about, but I will put them all on the Ship Report website later, but probably around noontime. And I'm all caught up with podcasts on the Ship Report website at shipreport.net if you're a podcast listener. Well, I want to take some time today and talk to you about drowning. Lots of times, you know, you watch a TV show or a movie and you see a person who's supposedly drowning in the water and they're splashing around screaming and someone maybe jumps in to save them, hopefully. That's not really how it works. And so I wanted to share this with you. The weather's going to get nice again. We're going to be in the water. Let me just read. This is from a really great article about this from a magazine online called Soundings, written by a person who was a former Coast Guard rescue swimmer. And he's talking about how deceptive it can be when a person is drowning. So I'm just going to read you this little scenario. I shared this once a few years ago on the Ship Report, and I want to share it again. Now, this quick story that I'm going to read, is takes place on a yacht that's anchored in fairly shallow water offshore. The yacht has a captain, and the owners are in the water with their young daughter. So the new captain jumped from the deck, fully dressed, and sprinted through the water. A former lifeguard, he kept his eyes on the victim and headed straight for a couple who were swimming between their anchored boat and the beach. "I think he thinks you're drowning," the husband said to his wife. They'd been splashing each other and she had screamed, but now they were just standing neck deep on a sandbar. "We're fine. What's he doing?" she asked, a little annoyed. "We're fine," the husband yelled, waving him off. But the captain kept swimming hard toward him. "Move," he barked as he sprinted between the stunned owners. Directly behind them, not 10 feet away, their 9-year-old daughter was drowning. Safely above the surface in the arms of the captain, she burst into tears and screamed, "Daddy." How did this captain know from 50 feet away what the father couldn't recognize from just 10 feet? Drowning is not the violent, splashing call for help that most people expect. This captain was trained to recognize drowning by experts and years of experience. The father, on the other hand, learned what drowning looks like by watching television. And what I told you before, usually on TV or movies, people are splashing and screaming. Well, that's not what usually happens. What usually happens is something called the instinctive drowning response. It was named by a researcher who discovered that what people do when they're really drowning is not what we think. It doesn't look like most people expect it to. When someone is drowning, there's very little splashing, no waving or yelling or calling for help of any kind. To get an idea of how quiet and undramatic drowning can be, consider this. It is the number 2 cause of accidental death in children age 15 and under, just behind vehicle accidents. Of the approximately 750 children who will drown next year, about 375 of them will do so within 25 yards of a parent or other adult. In 10% of these drownings, the adult will actually watch them do it, having no idea what happens. So here's what you have to look for. Head low in the water, mouth at water level, head tilted back with mouth open, eyes glassy, unable to focus, eyes closed, hair over forehead or high, or eyes hyperventilating or gasping, trying to swim in a particular direction but not making headway. So if you see someone struggling and you call to them and they don't hear you, they don't respond, that's a good chance that they're stuck in the middle of this instinctive drowning response and they can't respond, they can't move. And if you don't help them, you have about 30 seconds to a minute to help them. Otherwise, they might drown. So just something to keep in mind as we're all at the beach, that drowning is not what we necessarily think it is. So some words of wisdom there. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.